Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe. Let's see.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. Welcome in to another edition of Kabbalium Mac early this Tuesday morning because Kaboom's got a million things to do. I got things to do. Mike Tomlin's going to talk later. Mark's going to go down there and pretend to listen most of the time, at least half the time, right? Don't forget to follow us on all your social media at Kabbalium Mac. And make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, because if you're one of the first 3,018 followers, and we're up around 2735, 2740-ish now, so less than 300 to go until someone wins the option of the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin vest, still in the protective plastic packaging here, or...
That's a nice autograph, too. He did well.
He did. Or the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet. In the box over here. I'm not going to pull that whole thing out all over again. That's what she said.
Hey now.
But yeah, subscribe on YouTube. You won't miss a thing. Don't forget, if you follow on Instagram, we're about 100 followers away on Instagram from 500, which could win you the $100 Yoli's Cucina and Craft House gift certificate. Perfect.
Big Friday special. Big Friday night special this week.
What's the Friday night special this week?
Well, the Steelers play the Jaguars play the West Mifflin Titans. Boo. So he has a Friday night special with the $10 pie, $10 Yoli rolls.
Ooh.
I think it's like 9 to 11 after the game. So
heck of a rivalry.
Heck of a deal for a pie. And those Yoli rolls are like, you can use them as grenades. They're this big.
And good luck to them TJ Jaguars getting back on the moving train after taking a whooping at Avonworth last week. Anyway, thanks to our good friends at Southwest Greens for supporting the show. They've been on board since the very beginning. Grass that never needs to be mowed, watered, fertilized, any of it, because it ain't real grass, but it looks real. It acts real. It feels real. It's the best for your pets, for your kids, for your sanity, not having to go out there and water the grass constantly, mow the grass constantly, spray the weed killer, spray the fertilizer, all that crap. Forget about it. Get Southwest Greens today. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that Kabbalium Mac sent you, and they will get you taken care of. We will give away something today, Kaboom. I can guarantee that, because today we are going to give away that ticket for the Marc-Andre Fleury in-store signing at First and Goal Collectibles out at South Hills Village on Saturday. We'll go through and pick from all of the retweets on the posts that we labeled for you to retweet, some of which you paid attention to very well, some of which slipped through the cracks, but hey, that's social media. You don't see everything. You get what the algorithm gives you, and luckily enough for you, enough of you saw enough of these posts that there's a fair number of retweets, and we'll pick one of the people who retweeted one of them to get a free ticket to the Marc-Andre Fleury signing for this Saturday. We'll do that at the end of the show, but thanks to first and goal for everything, for not just the ticket to the flower signing on Saturday, but obviously the Stone Cold vest, the Will Hard helmet, all the stuff that we've been able to give away to you guys is thanks to First and Goal Sports, firstandgoalsports.com, First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village, the place to go if you're into memorabilia in that sort of
thing.
Let's
give it, you know what, let's try to get a Pittsburgher to do it, you know, Tri-County area.
Isn't that amazing? Tri-County. Isn't it amazing that I think every giveaway we've had, every winner we've had has been out of state? I mean, California, Arizona, Florida. Great Britain, the UK. There was another Florida in there, too. I think there may have been two Floridas in there. So clearly, the Kabbalion Mac net is cast wide. As Stillers Nation in particular, trying to figure out what the hell to do. We talked about it at great length yesterday. There were a few guys scattered about the locker room yesterday, some of whom spoke to the assembled.
Waste of time.
Why is it a waste of time?
The whole Monday get up is a waste of time. As the great Point Break and Anthony Kiedis would say, it is only line in Point Break. Now, that would be a waste of time.
Well,
and that was Monday. It's always Mondays. Mondays are a waste of time.
At the very least, we got something juicy out of Monday yesterday because we got Broderick Jones saying that game was a shit show for us. He expounded a little bit. We got to continue to get better, lock in, listen to coach, little mistakes, blah, 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 team meetings. You find this interesting at all that he just came out and it basically said what everybody has been thinking for the last 36 hours?
Yeah,
it was a shit show.
He doesn't have much filter, Broderick. So he pretty much says what's on his mind. So that obviously was on his mind. I mean, what are you going to say? You're going to come out and try to make excuses? You're just going to get absolutely whacked for saying anything like that? I mean, not to mention, we're talking about Broderick Jones here. It's not like he has much room to speak on any shit shows.
Well, he did play better.
Yeah, that's probably why he was there.
In game two than he did in game one. Now, granted, that was a very low bar to clear because he was terrible week one against the Jets. But I just found it interesting. Like, you got Patrick Queen, who 2 weeks in a row has basically said, yeah, we're not getting it done. You got Broderick Jones backing it up yesterday, and these are guys who have been brought in. Queen is a free agent a couple years ago. Jones is a first-round draft pick 3 years ago, who've been brought in to help this whole rebuild of the – no, understanding Queen doesn't play defensive line, but rebuilding up front, right? Like, guys who are going to help them get back to the run on offense and guys who are going to help them stop the run on defense. And look, again, you can go back to yesterday's episode in case you missed it. Not yet, in a couple minutes. We talked about it at length yesterday. Like, they're just getting their asses whooped up front.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it starts and ends there because there's a lot of other things happening, but it does start there. That's the genesis of 90% of this team's problems right now.
90%?
You got a bigger number, a smaller number?
I wouldn't go that far of 90% of their problem is just getting physically whipped. I mean,
well, if they weren't getting physically whipped, they'd be able to run the ball, which I suspect.
Well, was Caleb Johnson physically whipped by letting that ball go in the end zone? Was Calvin Austin physically whipped by getting out of position? Was Jalen Ramsey physically whipped, or whoever it was in the secondary that they just exposed? Again, it wasn't Jalen Ramsey. I'm just talking.
Whoever blew their coverage on the touchdown.
Well, I think it was a poor – first of all, I think it was a poor defensive scheme that they did 2 weeks in a row that allowed to the same – if you look, the Garrett Wilson touchdown and the first touchdown of the game for Seattle was the same exact play. Same exact defense, same exact play. So they're like, okay, if we do this, they're going to do this. And it's exactly what happened. And you have to blame that on scheme. I mean,
okay, so let's
the deep center fielder can only take one guy. He can't take both crossers, so something's up there. So I mean, so I wouldn't say, what did you say, 80%?
90. Nah, but let's play that game. No. Let's play a game. Let's have fun with math and numbers since we're both so good at it. What percentage of this right now is them just physically getting their asses beat? And maybe not like physically beat, but just not being talented enough at some positions. What percentage of this is not having things schemed up correctly and getting, for lack of a better way to put it, out coach? Because here's the problem as I see it. Everybody wants to wake up on or go to bed Sunday nights and wake up Monday mornings. And the loudest cry that you hear from most Steeler fans is, yeah, nothing's going to change until the coach changes. Okay. If I listen to you on that argument, let's go down that path. Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say it's flipped. It's 75% coaching, 25% personnel. Well, if that's the case, then that means you're also happy with the personnel that they have out there. And I also see a fair number of people saying, well, these guys just aren't good enough. They haven't drafted well over the last 5 or 10 years. It's got to get better. So this is what I mean. Let's play the game here. What's killing them more? The guys they got in there or the way they're using the guys?
So we're going on the macro level, either or here, right?
Yep.
I mean, we can break it down into, 12 different things of what's more, has more of a percentage than the next unit.
No, two things. That's it. It's a pie and it's only got one slice down the middle and it's two big pieces.
See, this is tough because I do believe to some degree they could have used preseason to get acclimated, to get used to each other, but
I thought it they was have a big deal that nobody was playing during the preseason.
I think it was. I honestly thought that they should play. Not in the third game. I thought in the second game. But what I'm saying
is, not flexible anymore. Pat myself on the back for that one.
Is that now performance based? What we see in week two, or is that a decision made by the coaching staff that's now causing performance issues? So, if I'm just going broad strokes here, 65%. Players, 34.9.
Okay, we don't need decimal points.
No, I'm just saying, just rounding up just in case, what do they call that? 2% case of
Margin of error?
Margin of error.
Yeah.
So we'll do 2% margin of error.
Okay, so you're saying 65-ish. Yes. I'll give you the ish on the end. 65-ish% the talent on the field.
I mean, I like their talent.
This is my point, because I said the same thing yesterday. I said, I don't have a problem with most of the guys that are out there. Like, obviously, I don't like the fact that Isaiah Loudermilk is starting, but that's an injury issue. I don't like the fact that Keanu Benton is still playing as much as he is. But to your point, Y.A. Black may not have had much of a better game than Keanu Benton this past Sunday. I don't like the fact that, there are a couple guys in there, but I don't think that's what's stopping them. I don't. I think it's more about what they're doing with the guys they have at their disposal. No Joey Porter Jr. this weekend for what it matters. And I think that does matter. Yeah. No Deshaun Elliott. Highsmith leaves early. All those things. I think, I'm not saying they beat the Seahawks if all those guys are on the field, but maybe, I guess, to your point, when those guys leave the field, the coaching schemes up something different based on that, and it's not worse. Or maybe worse yet, they just stick with the original plan because of the whole next man up mentality, and then they get their asses beat.
That's a good slogan for a T-shirt. I don't know if anybody really buys the next man up. I mean, come on now. I mean, next man up, like I said, is a good thing to say, but nobody believes it. I mean, next man up, okay. If DK Metcalf goes out, next man up. No, you're not going to have the next man up.
No.
So I think that's four beans.
Yeah, I think it's lip service. I think it's something you tell your team in an effort to get everyone prepared as much as possible and give them the feeling that, hey, anything can happen and you might end up there on Sunday. But I don't know if it's something that really truly extends to how you should be carrying out a game plan. If Joey Porter Jr., Deshaun Elliott, Derek Harmon, and whoever else, and then Alex Highsmith during the game are all gone Well, you better make some coaching adjustments.
You mean sort of like how Seattle was without Witherspoon?
Yeah, without Witherspoon. Let's see, who else was banged up in their secondary? Emenwari was out, although he didn't play a ton of snaps week one for what it's worth. But they were banged up in the secondary. Reek Witherspoon played terribly week one. He was still out there week two.
Well, the problem is, I think this game, Mackie, I think what it came across to me is, okay, they weren't physically up to the task. But I think, no, just this game specific, they looked like they were outcoached. That just had that feeling like the Seahawks were one step ahead of them with everything they were doing.
Yeah, like I can take, not take, but I can understand getting physically whooped by Derrick Henry and the Ravens, not to the extent they did in the playoffs, but like I can look at it and say, okay, that's a good offensive line. That's one of the best running backs in the league.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
He's a monster. Lamar Jackson's a threat. I can, to an extent, understand that and go, okay, you just got your ass whooped by a better team. But what you're saying is, and we said it all last week, Seattle's not that good a team. Talent-wise, personnel-wise, they're not. Smith and Jigba, okay. Kenneth Walker, I think, in moments can be really good. But their defense, especially their secondary, and they should have been able to carve them up.
Yeah.
And they didn't because they got beat up front again on both sides of the ball.
I just don't like to paint with a broad brush 2 weeks in. I mean, we could sit here and pick apart everything that's wrong with them. And that doesn't necessarily – I mean, they're allowed to get better. They're allowed to have better schemes. They're allowed to start learning each other next to them a little bit more. I mean, this is permitted, you know, over a course of the season. But your argument is, where's the history of that over the past 10 years? I mean – have they gotten better? Have they gotten the most out of their talent over the years?
No, this seems probably not to be a team that over the last 5 to 10 years has, I don't know, been exposed late in seasons, right? Like all of their warts that show up in the first 3 months get exposed in December and January.
But I just don't think that we can go by two games and just, you know, paint the barn red.
What if you have red paint?
And just say this team's terrible. This team's not going to make the playoffs. They're going to win 5 games, blah, blah. I just don't think I'm nowhere near at that point right now, and I don't think anybody should be.
No, and I'm not at that point either, but I think it's concerning when through the first 2 games, and look, they're 1-1. They're not 0-2. I said that last week. Like, hey, try to understand that they won that first game despite the defense not looking good. Now, despite the defense or because the defense did not look good, plus you add in the other mistakes that you mentioned, they lost in week two. And I think maybe what we need to understand is that this team's margin for error is just a whole lot thinner than maybe we originally thought.
They got such a better, on paper to me, they got such a better roster than they did last year. I could probably name a half dozen people. I'm like, yep, I'll take this guy over that guy. I'll take this guy over that guy. So it doesn't quite make sense. Only thing I could think of right now, if I'm making excuses, and the excuses are the what? What's the famous Tomlin saying?
That would be an excuse, and we don't make.
No. Excuses are the works of the whatever. Oh, I don't know.
You blew it.
Whatever I did. Excuses are...
You missed it. It's gone.
Yeah, it's about hey, I'm trying to get it back here.
Nope, it's gone.
I'm trying to get it back.
It's gone. Now your brain is lost in that rabbit hole.
I forget what I'm saying now. Whatever. I think their offense, I think they have more talent than...
Excuses are tools of the incompetent.
Exactly what I said.
You weren't even close. You got the first two words in a six-word sentence.
But the point is now I can look back and play revisionist history and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe they just weren't ready. Maybe they needed to. Because Tomlin, for historically speaking, did play guys in the preseason. I mean, there would be times where Roethlisberger would be playing into the third quarter of a week three preseason game in New Orleans. And he's throwing for like 190. And maybe that change in philosophy is just taking them a little bit time to get caught up. And you think about that. I mean, it's not like these guys – you're protecting these guys in training camp. And I am making excuses. But you're protecting these guys in training camp because they're a little bit elderly. It's just
the offensive line, though, isn't elderly. And I guess the
one guy that was out was Sayamalu.
You the offensive line is the part. I don't want to go back and relitigate the whole who played in the preseason, how much thing. But offensive line is an intact unit of five people. That anytime that group of five gets consistent snaps and play time together, they get better. I'm not just talking about the Steelers. Yeah. I'm talking about any offensive line. The more time they spend playing together and with each other. 99% of the time, that offensive line is going to get better.
Plus, it's a new system. It's a new system. Last year, they just, you know, threw stuff against the wall because they had to. This is the Arthur Smith outside zone downhill one cut blocking. And maybe they're just not up to speed in that part of the game. But as long as Rodgers keeps playing like he has, and I think he's played pretty well, as long as they have DK Metcalf, as long as they have this, you know, you can say what you want about Watt, Hayward, Ramsey. As long as they have those guys, I think they are still in the mix of things of being a division title winner. I honestly do until I'm proved otherwise.
Yeah, but the other part of having something being proven otherwise is they have not proven that they can stop the run since last October, maybe. Mm. I mean... Teams are going to continue to run on them. New England will try it this Sunday.
It's a different team
But it doesn't matter. All the different same things team. Are happening. Guys are getting to the second level and beyond without being touched sometimes. And that is, I don't know. I don't know if there's a quick fix.
Well, Derrick Henry had like 12 yards rushing the other day against Cleveland. Sometimes shit happens.
So what's Cleveland doing to limit a beast like Derrick Henry that the Steelers aren't doing?
Probably putting like 12 men at the line of scrimmage. I don't know. I really didn't watch that game.
I didn't either.
So, something happened because, I mean, we got a guy going 220 the week before and has had about 10 yards the week. Look at last night. Amari Hampton barely touched the ball. Barely touched the ball at all. The dude from Boise, what's his name?
Genty.
Not much running in the ball at all. I mean, I think if you look at 100-yard rushers over the season so far through 2 weeks, and I probably could look at it real quick, there's probably not many. I think it's like, you know how pitchers are ahead of the hitting?
Yeah.
In spring training? It's like it takes a while for this run game to get across the league. It
didn't take a while for Kenneth Walker and Breece Hall.
Well, what about the week before that?
I mean, I guess my point is, if that's a trend, it's not working in the Steelers' direction. Their defense is not ahead of opposing offenses. Their defense is still stuck right where it was last December and January, getting steamrolled, getting flattened, and having no answers for it.
Yeah, I can't seem to find what I'm looking for. Here's a shock.
What else is new? Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. We appreciate them. They've been on board since the very beginning. HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, the whole team is there, ready, willing, and able to help you, whether the family's getting bigger, you want to move into a larger house in a different part of town, or, I don't know, maybe you're going to be empty nesters soon. The kids are leaving, heading off to school, whatever it may be, and you want to downsize. Anything in between, they are there to help you. The Dan Heck team. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. So give me one fix. Come on. One fix for anything.
One fix for what? What do you?
Anything. Pick something that hasn't gone well in the first 2 weeks. And give me a fix for it. Don't hurt yourself. I see the smoke coming out.
I mean, is it more than just, you know, playing better? You're talking about schematically changing players who needs to be better?
Anything. Anything.
Well, you're going to have to get better defensive line play, I would think. At least hold them up a little bit, you know.
Like my first fix would be Keanu Benton.
But what are you going to do?
You're on the put YA Black in there. I don't. At the very least, if my defensive line is going to get run over, I'm going to do it with that monster in the middle learning in his rookie season. At the very least, and not watching Keanu Benton, who we can all agree, I think at this point, is not up to the task. So there's one.
What options do you have? You don't have any options. Maybe when Derek Harmon comes back, maybe if you play more nickel packages, but you're not going to play stub packages that much against the Patriots. I mean, right? Are you? Is this more of a base game than anything else?
Then stack guys on the line. Play a four-man front. Play six. Play a Bears defense. Well, I don't
care.
They
basically do play a five-man front, right?
Right. Your outside backers are standing up, but yes.
I would like to see more of a commitment to the run game, maybe.
On offense?
Yeah.
See, I don't
know. Maybe minus a little bit of the Kenny Gainwell traditional carries. I wouldn't mind that.
See, I think on offense, it's as much about the drops this past week specifically as it is anything else. I think they had the right game plan in place. I think get Rodgers in rhythm early. Get the ball in Metcalf's and Freiermuth's and Jonnu Smith's hands, Calvin Austin too. Let him make some plays after the catch, and then hopefully back those linebackers off and see if you can't find some holes in the running game sideline to sideline. But the defense is what's more concerning to me, and that's there's no easy fix. And yeah, I get it. Harmon will be back in a couple weeks, if not for the Vikings game, maybe after the bye week.
I feel bad for him. The way the world's putting on a guy that's never taken the snap yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when the guys that are playing look as bad as they do. And I don't think Derek Harmon's going to walk in and fix everything. It'll be a help. But something's going on that they're getting exposed the way they are up front, whether it's the lack of physical ability and or coaching scheme. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's 50-50. There you go. Maybe we found the answer to our math problem.
Maybe we're just a little bit overreacting to, okay, their defense stunk. I am not going to sit here and argue that. But the bottom line is they had the ball with, you know, 8 minutes left. No, not even. What was it? They had the ball down three with 12 minutes left. You know, they were down one score with 8 minutes left. It's not like they got railroaded here, even though the stats look bad. If you want to play that game of saying, you know, looking at things on the positive light like I like to do.
What about, yeah, you have found a lot of silver linings.
You haven't overreacted
like the rest of us.
If it was week 8, 9 and we saw this, then I would probably be like the rest of everybody else. But I don't take backlash. I don't look at last year because it's a different team. Maybe I do sound like Tomlin. It's a totally different team than last year. A totally different defense from last year. I mean, so I don't think you can compare those. You only compare what you had so far. And I think once they start figuring out, they will maybe not be historic defense. I think they could still be a very, very solid defense.
Here's some.
I think we are overreacting just for the fact that we've seen this so many times again.
Here's some positivity from Justin on YouTube. If the end zone INT and the kickoff play go the other way, they probably win.
Yeah, if my dad was my mom, she would be my aunt, right?
If your dad was your mom.
No, I just totally made that up. I don't think
dad was your. If your dad was your mom, you'd have two moms.
It was a total made up just to see if anybody was paying attention.
Yeah, you screwed that one up.
No, I did that on purpose.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to use some swear words like, you know, if my uncle had, you know, what, he would be my aunt, but I didn't. I'm trying to.
So hold on. You go from completely butchering a Tomlinism 5 minutes ago to all of a sudden you've regrouped enough that you nearly nailed the, if my uncle had tits, he'd be my aunt. And you decided to back off of it?
Man, what's your language, man?
We're all adults here.
The family show.
We're all adults.
Now, you're the reason why.
Teats. How about that? What if I call them teats? Is that better?
What?
Teats.
I don't even know what that is. I know what it is, but I don't think anybody's ever referred to it.
Could you milk me, Greg? Meet the Parents? Anybody? De Niro? Stiller? Movie? Yeah. Funny? It's not Karate Kid, I know. It's not your wheelhouse.
You know, you ever see that reel or that short or whatever? A bunch of chubby white guys like looking at videos and reacting. And if somebody said, some person called it vegan milk because it was strawberry milk. And he's like, he goes, I never ever saw a strawberry be milked before, or something like that, which made me think of teats.
I've heard about almonds and almond milk. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
How do they make almond milk? Is it really almonds?
They milk the almonds.
Shut up.
Yeah, and as the Driz says, if my aunt had testicles, she'd be my uncle.
That's what I was going to say, but you said teats.
Teats. Thanks. This is where they want to be incorporated.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Into the show, I'm sure. Thanks to Higgins Professional Painting for jumping on board with Cabali and Mac as well. They've been doing it for four decades in the Pittsburgh area, making your home look as good as new. Drywall repair, interior, exterior painting. Give your home a fresh coat of looking good. They'll come in like they're going to do in Kaboom's house
tomorrow.
Consultation
tomorrow.
A little color consultation. Tell you what's going to look great on your walls, both inside and outside. In your home, they do commercial and industrial as well. If you're ready to talk about your project, get a hold of Higgins Professional Painting, higginsprofessional.com, or just call the number on your screen for a free estimate, 412-344-0480. We got to thank them for being on board as well. So no quick fixes. And now they have the Patriots. One thing that has happened, and it affects them directly twice in the next month, I think, or in the next 5 or 6 weeks, if you include the bye, I guess, is all these quarterbacks getting hurt. There have been a ton of quarterbacks go down in the first couple of weeks. Brock Purdy, obviously, in week one. Now Burrow, J.J. McCarthy. Those are the two they would have been scheduled to play over the next 6 weeks or so, who they probably won't play. Justin Fields, Jaden Daniels, all hurt. The one thing I will say, and some of those teams kind of scramble to find their backup quarterback options, like the Vikings went out and got Carson Wentz. I want to say it was maybe even after camp was over, maybe even after the preseason was over. Some teams felt good and like they were set up with it, like the Bengals and Jake Browning, who you're a big fan of. And the Commanders have Marcus Mariota, and the Jets have Tyrod Taylor. The one thing I will say, if it comes to the point where Rodgers is still getting sacked 3 and 4 times a week and gets beat up, I still feel pretty secure in the Steelers' backup quarterback position.
Yeah. Friend of the program, Mason Rudolph. I mean, that's why I thought it was asinine of even thinking about Skylar Thompson should be the number two during the end of the preseason. I mean, Mason Rudolph can come in and win you some games. So that's a plus. I mean, if you look at anybody else in the league, look at the division. I mean, if you're going Cincinnati, you have issues. If you're going backup Browns, well, starter, whoever, you have issues. I mean, in the Ravens, you have issues. I mean, pretty much across the board, if you're losing your starting quarterback, you got issues. And I think the Steelers would be able to hold it down. So maybe it doesn't get to that point, but
I hope not.
No.
Don't want to see Rodgers miss any time. But it just got me to thinking about backup quarterback. I mean, quarterback is so important in this league. That goes without saying that if you're not prepared with a decent number two, it feels like, and I know you're always prepared with a decent number two, got those pumpkin spice dude wipes on deck. If you're not prepared with a decent number two, you're putting yourself in a bad, bad spot. Yeah. You can't control like a catastrophic injury that keeps a guy out for the year, like the Bengals might be looking at with Burrow. But if your guy's going to have to miss a week or two to get right or get as close to 100% as possible, you better have somebody you trust.
Speaking of, I finally found the 100-yard games for this year. 32 games so far, right?
Yeah.
There have been, guess how many 100-yard rushers there have been?
8.
7.
That was close.
But two of them, Kenny Walker had 105, Breece Hall had, well, there's only one team that's left two.
Yeah. Do you see where the issue is here?
But they're 105.
So hold on. Let's put that in perspective. There have been 32 games played.
Yep.
And of the 8, so only 25% of the games have had a back go for 100 yards.
Yep.
And
Steelers
a quarter of those have come at the hands of the Steelers.
Yeah, but they're barely. It's 105 for Walker, 107. Then there's a big jump up to Cook and Buffalo at 132. The point was, there's not too many teams. The original point was not too many teams run the ball well early.
But I think that kind of exacerbates the Steelers' problem here, doesn't it? You want a 100-yard game? Get in line. Check the schedule to see when the Steelers are on it.
Third, what, 20, 32 carries for 112 yards by two guys.
That's
a little over 4, right?
It used to be blasphemy that the Steelers would give up 100 yards on the ground to a team, let alone to an individual running back.
Man, you used to work at the McKee Sport Daily News. Things changed.
So did you.
Man. Things
so
changed. Things changed.
And sometimes they change for the better. And in this case, this ain't better.
Well, you know, working at Sheetz would have been better than working at the McKee Sport Daily News. But, you know, cleaning shit out of a goddamn ditch would have been better than working at the Daily
Family
News.
Show. What are you doing?
I didn't say Tizzo.
You said shit out of a goddamn something.
Well,
your whatever. Language is no better, Mr. Cabali. No better.
Maybe we should put the NFS up. Not for NF. What is it?
NFS? The insurance company?
Not for work. Not suitable for work. NSFW.
Jesus. Speaking of shit shows, welcome to today's edition of Cabali and Mac.
Wow.
Where we have no
idea. There's only so much you can complain about, right?
We're just
it's either you're getting worse or you're getting better. And we're sitting here just harping on how terrible they are. Tell me how you're going to fix it.
I asked you for a fix. You didn't have one.
Well, you give me your fix.
I told you, bench Keanu Benton. He sucks.
Oh, that's going to make a big difference.
It'll help. It would help, wouldn't it?
Well, would it?
Have your wide receivers and your tight ends take an extra 250 balls off the jugs machine before and after practice every day this week.
Talking about, but they do take a lot of balls on the jugs machine.
Oh, whoa. Balls on the jugs.
By the way, you know where I got this at? Super where? Bowl 43. It was on the after party, I believe. It was on the middle of the table, and I just stole it.
Thief. Steelers didn't give up a 100-yard rusher in that game, did they?
That, too. They might have. I don't even know. Who was the running back then?
Would have been Edgerrin James, right?
Not for the Cardinals. No. Wasn't it? You remember Marion?
It was not Marion Barber.
Not Marion Barber. I forget.
I'm telling you, it was Edgerrin James. Where's the box score? How come when you Google something, you can't just pull up a box score, kaboom? Is this what you go through when you try to Google?
You remember Marcel Shipp? I know he wasn't part of that team, but.
It was Edgerrin James. He had 9 carries for 33 yards. You were there stealing stuff. You were too busy doing that to pay attention.
Man, what in the world is happening? I got like 14 missed messages.
Are you supposed to be doing something more important right now?
No, everybody's bitching about the parking situation at the training at the Steelers facility. So everybody's chiming in.
Big old group text with all you media schlubs.
And everybody's trying to be making a joke and stuff.
You going to be okay? You need to go?
No.
I didn't think so. Thanks to Archie.
Hey, have you watched that thing before? The Tom the Presser?
Yeah, I watch it every week.
Yeah, and what do you get out of that?
I find out who likes to jump in front of other people to ask questions sometimes. I mean.
Jerry's number one.
Jerry, yeah. The, what do they call that? The elder statesman. I don't want to insult Jerry, but
yeah, he's I mean, Tomlin looks right at him. But other than that, then you got the handful of people about the man over cover two,
right?
Three eyes, and that's then I start nodding off. Then
thanks to Archie's for supporting the show. 80 Cent Wings tonight and every weeknight, Monday through Thursday, right down there on East Carson Street in the South Side, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports is Archie's on Carson. And while the wings are fantastic and we highly recommend them, also great sandwiches, flatbread pizzas, burgers, everything you need there to get a bite to eat, something cold to drink, maybe an iron, and then watch the games, whatever's on that particular night. Don't they usually have trivia on Tuesdays?
I want to say Archie, should look it up.
Look it up. But get down to Archie's on the South Side for some of the best wings in town, if not the best, and plenty of football on the TV screens and plenty of ice cold beers as well. We appreciate Arch supporting the show. So what is he going to say anything today? Since we're doing this ahead of the Mike Tomlin press conference, you said yesterday he should flame some people in the press conference.
Well, I think he should, but he won't.
So no, what,
by the way, today's Tasty Tuesday.
Tasty Tuesday. What's that mean?
Wing night and much more, it says. Whatever.
Sounds damn good.
I'm always for wings and I'm always for much more. So,
yeah, much more wings or much more anything else for that matter.
You know, maybe much more iron.
I'll put you in Tomlin's seat. What would you say?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, after the opening statement and you get done talking about how great the Patriots are. Just
below the line. Or performance were below the line. We didn't play varsity. That's the component of this business.
Mike, have you identified what may be the problem in stopping the run game in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, guys, it's just a component of it. We'll have to get back to the lab, figure it out, and have a good week. I'll pause and open up for questions.
No, I just asked you a question. You're bad at this.
Well, I mean, I'm typically not anticipating anything. You can ask him stuff, but asking and getting a viable response are two different things. So I would flame somebody. I mean, not flame them. I would say, you know what? Keanu Benton has to be better. You know what? Peyton Wilson, he did not play. He wouldn't say that. He has to be above varsity. He has to realize blah, 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 blah. You know, we can't make mistakes like we did with Calvin Austin and Caleb Johnson. Mike, was that Danny Smith's fault? Absolutely not. Well, no, don't expect great answers coming out of you'll come out of there and say, boy, that's an idea. They got to figure it out.
Mike, have you considered any schematic changes to the way you play up front on defense to try and slow down opposing run games?
Any more questions?
Just going to skip right by that one. Do I need to come down there on a Tuesday?
You can go right now if you want.
Is that the fix?
Fix because, I mean, the guy's been doing this for 18 years, whatever it is. He answers what he wants to answer. You're not going to fool him. You're not going to step on his throat and make him say something.
It's not about fooling him. I think what people would like to see is, and they understand, right? It's Mike Tomlin. It's a fair amount of coach speak, right? And we've heard a lot of it, if not most of it, if not all of it, before from him. It's why they have T-shirts in the strip with his sayings on them.
Well, his wife makes a business out of it now. So
yeah, Ty's done well with that. Golf clap to her. Good
job. She got to do the component one now.
Component.
At least 8 components today.
But it would be nice and refreshing to hear him, if not call out individuals, because I get it, a coach doesn't want to do that a lot of times. At the very least, say, yeah, you know what? We've got to take a good, long, hard look at what we're doing and consider some major changes to how we're doing it.
No, well, then he sets himself up for Sunday when there are no changes. Like, oh, you said there were going to be changes. You remember last time they were in overseas? Was that Minnesota? Maybe 2010? They lost a game. Maybe it was 2012. I don't know what the year it was.
Whenever it was.
They went 0-4. They had a bye week. Mm-hmm. He promised changes, and the only change I think he made was, I think they brought in Levi Brown as the tackle. You remember him?
Yes.
Penn State, and he got hurt in warmups, and like tore his pec and never played. So like, oh, well, you said you were going to make changes, so he's not going to put himself in a situation where it can come back on him at all. And the people that say, yeah, you got to hold him to it and force him. Mike, no, you got to answer this. I mean, no, he doesn't. And he's not going to. So I don't expect anything.
Nothing new today.
I might,
earth shattering, nothing groundbreaking.
Might be a, I was going to say no, because he doesn't want to portray the tone of, you know, trying to feel like there's not an issue, but
he doesn't want to incite panic.
No, so that's part of the job too. But I don't know, honestly.
I may suggest
how many of those people actually watch.
I may suggest that giving up 2 consecutive 100-yard rushers the first 2 weeks of the season, giving up 30 points to 2 average at best offenses in the first 2 weeks would both incite panic in the first place, and that maybe the head coach coming out and being a little different in how he responds to those questions may help calm the panic in the streets. Just a thought.
I don't think he cares about the panic in the streets.
Well, the panic in the streets, I think, is somewhat closely aligned with how some of the players feel right now. Maybe not panicky. Certainly, it's 2 weeks in. But, I mean, when Patrick Queen doesn't want to talk about certain things right after the game and Broderick Jones is calling it a shit show, clearly, there's some major issues.
Well, there's some issues, but it doesn't mean he has to speak on them. And he won't speak on them. I mean, maybe there's a tone. Maybe there's a short answer to it. We have to get better. The last thing, I mean, first of all, I don't know about how many people in that locker room even knows what he says. Unless it does make, you know, big news. And now Aaron Rodgers could be different. Guessing Freiermuth pays attention a lot. I bet not many other do.
Well, I think what he says in the press conference on Tuesdays is probably very similar to what he says to the players.
Yeah, you see that. You see that a lot. You see that a lot, what the message is for the week when they just keep regurgitating it back to you. You're like, okay, we know what that message was this week.
Right. So I think...
Don't suck. Here's my message.
Don't suck. Just walk in. Right. You guys sucked last week. Don't suck this week.
Well, what's her record? Oh, I got one for you, Mac.
Okay.
What is their record since doing Hard Knocks?
Oh.
One in five, maybe?
When did that start?
December, maybe?
Yeah, it was definitely December, but I'm trying to remember when it started.
Was it Cleveland? No. Cleveland snow game?
Series premiered on December 3rd. So, yeah, it would have been right around that Cleveland snow game on Thursday night where they lost to Jameis.
There you have it. Don't ever do Hard Knocks. You wonder why he didn't want to do it.
Is it a Hard Knocks jinx we're going through right now?
Maybe it is. That could be our thing.
Jesus, I think you uncovered something here. Hold on. Since Hard Knocks in season premiered, they didn't lose to Jameis, but they damn near did.
But they did lose to Jameis. What are you talking about? In snow?
Did they?
Yeah, they lost that game.
Jesus. That was you're confusing your Browns games though, and I'm confusing mine. Because the snow game was before Hard Knocks. Get your timeline right, okay?
I can't remember what happened yesterday.
That's nice. So hold on. Let me go back through the 2024 schedule. Hard Knocks in season premiered on December 3rd, right? They beat the Browns a couple days after that at home. Then they lost to the Eagles, lost to the Ravens, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Bengals, lost to the Ravens again.
So beat that's the Jets and lost to the.
So they are 2-6 since doing Hard Knocks in season last year. Well, you may have found something.
Well, you could probably break that down into their defensive performances too, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. There it is. We finally figured it out.
We figured it out. That's it. Just don't go on Hard Knocks. I don't know how you turn that around, though. Once it's done, it's done. There's no taking that off the internet. It's there forever. Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio 2 for supporting Kabali and Mac as well. They know they want you to feel good every single day, carry yourself confidently, right? Even when you think things ever around you are a shit show, as Broderick Jones said. You want to look good. You want to feel good. And that goes from head all the way down to literally toe. Don't be embarrassed to get your feet worked on. It's all right. They'll do it for you. Nail Studio 2 out there in Peters Township, Lakeview Square, right next to Juniper Grill on 19. You can book online, nailstudio2.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go there, book yourself a little pedicure action, get the feet feeling good again, especially if you're on your feet for work all the time. Get them taken care of, whatever it's for. It's not a luxury. It's maintenance. You want to feel good. And maybe you still got to get over that issue of, oh, yeah, I got a pedicure done. It's okay. Nail Studio 2, there to take care of whoever in your life needs to get something done. Maybe you got somebody. I know I got a daughter going to a homecoming dance in a few weeks, things like that. Nail Studio 2, the place to go. Nailstudio2.com, Nail Studio II. It's a Roman numeral. .com. We appreciate their support of the show as well.
I talked to TJ the other day, and he told me he wants you to get you down there.
Get my toes done.
He said, yeah. He says, you know what? There's an upclick in online bookings from Mel's after they see this.
See? Don't be embarrassed, guys. It's okay.
Although, I'm like, I look like Fred Flintstone, so I'm like, I think I'll pass.
Dumb and Dumber when they get the belt sander out. Is that your toenails?
You have those. Got some bad feet. I don't have bad feet, like a bad toe, bad ankle.
Bad everything. Just bum legs in general. But?
What did I tell you last week, baby?
What?
I do not lose. I won.
What did you win?
The hotel reimbursed my money. Not my money, but the company's money, because it only took 4 days and about 3 hours worth of online waiting. But It will be back in the old bank account here within the next couple of days because they know they were wrong.
You fought the good fight, and you fought the law, and you won.
Man, I am not losing. I don't like to get ripped off. That's like it's like a personality quirk of mine.
Nobody likes to get ripped off.
Well, it really, everything I do is like, am I getting ripped off? Am I getting ripped off? Am I getting ripped off? Maybe I got ripped off in a younger time in life.
Yeah, you got a little paranoia about it in some instances.
But I'm not letting people do that. I'm not doing it. So,
So they refunded the full amount of the hotel that you didn't both have to rooms. Get to sleep in.
How about that? Both nights.
Wow.
Now, you know what? I still refuse to stay at that place ever again.
You show them.
Hey, I'm a winner. Well, at least I won that one.
I wanted to ask you about this before we get to the giveaway and we wrap things up because you got to run in a couple minutes. Did you see Tom Brady in the booth, the coach's booth last night at the Raiders game? Did you see this?
Yes.
I mean, this is a clear conflict of interest at this point, is it not? That he gets to go into all these teams' facilities during the week when he's getting ready for a game, gets to talk to the coaches and the players about details in their game plan and stuff. And then a day later, he's sitting up there in the coach's booth at the Raiders game.
I thought he wasn't allowed to do that anymore.
That's what we thought.
Go to the production meetings.
That's what we thought.
I don't know. I think he needs a haircut.
He's Tom Brady. He can do whatever he wants with his hair.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm put it this way. If not, something's not done, something will be explained here within the next day or so from the leg.
The leg?
They're either going to say, hey, this can't happen. Hey, this is okay because this happened. But they have to explain themselves or do something because, you know, you can't have unfair. You can't preach fair play then have a potential unfair advantage right there. I mean, that undoes everything about the league, right?
This is why they should have made him choose. You can be minority owner or you can be broadcaster. It's one or the other. You can't be both. But they didn't want to put their foot down with Tommy Football. And so he gets to do both. And even though they tried to set guardrails around it, come on. This is a guy who had dudes in bathrooms taking 2 PSI out of a football before games. You think he's not going to try and skirt the rules a little bit if he can?
Dude, he signed a 10-year $375 million contract. He's not giving up Fox.
Well, okay. Then give up the minority ownership in the Raiders then.
I mean, I don't see why he can't do both, but he can't be doing that.
Because that.
No, he can't be doing it.
Because of last night. That's why he can't do both.
Well, he shouldn't. I mean.
That right there.
Honestly, I take Tom Brady as a smart individual. How stupid can you be to be the only game on TV and sit in the box right next to whoever it is, the coordinator, the special teams coach, whoever it is?
He was literally right over Chip Kelly's shoulder.
That's what I'm saying. How stupid can you be?
So clearly, we've come to this conclusion over the years. And I realize people in Boston would be like, oh, it doesn't matter about the football's none. No, they won't be. This goes all the way back. Very clearly, Tom Brady believes if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Which, hey, everybody looks for a little edge from time to time. I get it. But what are we doing that he's allowed to be in the – just don't let him be part of the Raiders ownership group.
Maybe they don't. Maybe he went rogue.
Didn't help.
What I'm saying is they have to explain themselves, and I would imagine that happens at some point today. This is what's going, according to so-and-so, Tom Brady was permitted by the league as long as blah, 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 as long as it's monitored. I mean, something, it has to be said because I haven't watched the morning shows or the
screaming yell song.
I'm sure it's all over the place.
I throw ESPN on every morning and it was barely mentioned. There was a little clip of him in the booth, and then they went on with the rest of the highlights.
Was it an ESPN broadcast, huh?
It was. So, they should have made the man choose. You can either have a minority stake in the Raiders, or you can make a gajillion dollars working for Fox. One or the other. You can't do both. It's not hard.
This way, one way or the other. I mean, he's made his own grave now. He's going to go in a production meeting, and you know who's going to pay for that? His partner. And the guy on the sideline who's like, I ain't telling this guy jack shit.
Right. So, I don't know. It's mind-blowing to me.
You know, a lot of times they tell him, hey, we're probably going to do this, so watch out for this in the third quarter. We're going to play this defense. I mean, you don't say a damn word now.
No, why would you?
Oh, man, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it's goofy to me that they continue to let Brady kind of do whatever he wants.
Old Pony's burner. We're on the same wavelength.
That's kind of scary. Thanks to the guys at the Third Do First In podcast for supporting us. So in return, we tell you to check them out, Keith and Gino, with a bunch of great stories and insight from that walk of life. Firefighters, first responders, everybody that does their best to keep us safe on an everyday basis. Go check it out on YouTube, all your social media, at Third Do First In. Great guests all the time. Again, they support us, so we support them. Go check out Third Do First In. We appreciate them getting behind us here at Cabali and Mac. Should we do the giveaway?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, I hope, honestly, this is a very special giveaway, an extra giveaway.
Yeah.
So whoever wins, I hope sure uses it to their advantage.
Yeah, you're going to get a chance to walk into First and Goal Sports.
Well, no, I think about it. Should we have some rules here? How about if somebody from Florida wins it? Right?
Then I guess they have to find a way to get here on Saturday? I can't tell where people are from by their Twitter handle, Kaboom.
Well, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, well, it's this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, yes.
All right. Hopefully the person, whoever subscribed. Is it everybody involved? I don't know. You're running the show.
I told you. We tweeted out.
I don't pay
multiple posts that said, retweet this and be entered to win a ticket to the Marc-Andre Fleury in-store signing at First and Goal Sports on Saturday, September 20th. And the people that retweet it, they're eligible to win.
You would assume.
Other than me and you, obviously.
You would assume that people who retweeted it are the ones that actually want to go.
Want to go. Exactly.
Can go.
So there were 10 posts, 10 tweets, if you want to call them that. Random number generator is up on 1 to 10 there. I don't know if you can see that or not with the glare from the light. Yeah. I'm going to bang, generate a number. Come on. 8. Okay, so I'm going to go to the 8th post and see how many people we had repost this thing. Where is it? There we go. All right. So it says like 35 or so. So now I'm going to go into the random number generator. This is how you do things fairly and not just give it to you.
Okay. You're going to put in the random number 35 or so. Is that what you're going
to do? 1 through 35.
Or so. Make sure you put that in there.
Okay. Look, I'm going to count again because you're going to be a stickler about it. 35. There are exactly 35 retweets on this post. Exactly 35. Are you ready?
All right.
I'm going to hit the random number generator. 9. I'm going to scroll down to the 9th person that reposted it. Are you ready?
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ian at Ian Weir 93. 2-time last place in his fantasy football league, his Twitter bio says. Pittsburgh sports fan. Oh. Ian is going to win this ticket to the First and Goal in-store signing with Marc-Andre Fleury on Saturday.
Ian. Doesn't say where he's from.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, there's a plus.
There you go. Somebody that can actually go. So we're going to get in touch with Ian. He's not a fan of Renegade.
Oh, you know, you look on the white pages real quick, you know, maybe it is closer than you think.
What's closer? What are you talking about?
Ian.
What, you're looking him up?
Oh, you got to do it. There's a such thing called Google, you know.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if it's the right person, but I mean, it could be.
Well, Ian, congratulations. If you're watching right now, if not, we'll get in touch with Ian and let you know anyway that you won and that you're going to the Marc-Andre Fleury signing at First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village on Saturday. Congrats to you, my friend. Don't worry, plenty more giveaways coming. Like we've told you, subscribe to Cabali and Mac on YouTube. You got a chance to win either your choice, the autographed Stone Cold
either
vest, either. Doesn't matter how you pronounce it, does it? Or the Will Hard autographed Steelers helmet as well. Also want to thank Impact HVAC for supporting the show. Get your furnace tune-up scheduled for before it gets cold out and you need to use it. Or if your AC isn't running this week and it's super hot and it has been warm out every afternoon, go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. You can message them there or give them a call at 412-297-1852. We appreciate their support of the show as well. You're going to head down a south side. Listen to what Mike Tomlin has to say, right? Is that the plan? Or you're going to go down there and not listen?
Maybe I just won't go down. I don't know. We'll see.
Jeez. Well, either way, we'll look forward to not getting any answers because you said he's not going to say anything. And we'll do this again tomorrow morning. How's that sound?
Man, you ain't giving us a break here, huh?
No, dude. When things are going the way they are, we need to address something every single day and try to get things going in the right direction. If we hadn't done this today, would we have uncovered the Hard Knocks curse?
And would Ian win his Marc-Andre Flower?
No, he wouldn't have.
Certificate?
So there's a good reason to go at it every single day this week, Kaboom, okay? Stay strong. You can handle it.
Yep, heading to Boston, not Boston, PA on the weekend. So I can't
get Little Boston.
I can't go to Marc-Andre Flower.
We'll think of you.
Are you going?
Maybe. I might go.
That's South Hills Village, man. It's a freaking bumping place on a Saturday.
The kids love the mall. Did you ever hang out at Century 3 Mall as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. It's the only mall we had, and I lived half hour away.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to the Uniontown Mall, so I had to go to Century 3.
What was the Uniontown Mall like?
I don't know. I've never went there. Yeah. I think it might still be there.
Really?
Century 3, man. It was great. You go down there to buy some CDs.
Oh, you get anything, man.
It was on the first floor.
Second largest mall in America at the time.
Yeah, what was the name of the place on the first
R.I.P.
floor?
Century 3. There were three record stores. There was National Record Mart on the first floor. National Record Mart was on the second floor. There was a Camelot, and there was one other one. Waves.
I got boxes and boxes of CDs in my garage.
You got to sell those things. You're never going
to. Yeah, for what? A penny each?
I mean, it's better than nothing, right?
Hey, my Ace of Base is still in the plastic.
Why do you have an Ace of Base CD? All right.
BMG, maybe you had to get 10 for a penny. So you had something.
Go do your thing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning right here on Cabali Mac. Thanks to each and every one of you for joining us and supporting the show. We appreciate it.